Hello, beautiful, courageous heart. It's Heather here from Blossoming Heart Guidance for your regular podcast sanctuary away from the world to go within, heal your heart, recover, and self-discover so you can get your mojo back. So today's topic was just sort of a general experience that often happens whenever we're going through relationship stress, inner conflict with another, or even a breakup. And it's the pain when we're talking about emotional pain or heartbreak or a feeling of being disoriented, confused. It's usually because there's this feeling of the heart hurting. And what it ends up doing is triggering within us a feeling of abandonment. And it can be super small, but it can also be really big abandonment. And again, depending on the dynamic of the relationship. So whether you were really super close as an intimate partner, or it's more of a work colleague experience, or a feeling of a friend that has been in your life. But it can bring up all of these mixed emotions, you know, feeling betrayed, feeling hurt, feeling abandoned, you know, all of a sudden your security system. So it could be just a feeling of security with the relationship or a security of the dynamic. All of a sudden it starts getting uprooted and it can feel really super painful. They say sometimes you can get flu-like symptoms with ones that are like intimate partner stuff of deep disillusionment. That it can actually create physical pain, mental pain, all of these things. And what it really is an abandonment wound. And awful feeling for some people, but also if you've had this in your childhood, myself included, we all have on some level, but if you've had an extremely abandoning childhood from parental figures, then it can actually make things worse. And if you get to know me in my story, I definitely have had that. I would describe it being an emotional orphan with both of my parents, where there was a lot of abandonment at various points. So that healing piece of having to go within and heal the original abandonment wounds, or going within, you know, like there's the abandonment from the person, but chances are it's bigger than that person. Chances are it's about stuff that from past memories of feeling hurt, shame, guilty, attached, rage, all of these things. It all goes back to those attachments from when you're younger. And even expectations that there is a feeling of safety with this person. And the hard part is that ultimately, no person can fill our heart. No person can be our source of security or safety. And that is the biggest lesson with abandonment. Even with parental abandonment, I've had to come to, like, my parents birthed me and brought me into this world. And yes, they had certain responsibilities, but ultimately, they aren't my source of security. It has to come from within, my higher power, the feeling of creating those relationships differently in my life. And so every person, every dynamic, every relationship can end and will end, even if it's just an ending in loss or death on some level, not to be morbid, but there is that certainty. Things change. So every person has a right to say yes or no, their boundaries, all of these things. But that can create within us a feeling of overwhelm, a feeling of shock, a feeling of hurt. It can bring up all of these mixed things. And depending on the circumstances, it can be really big. So, you know, really getting a chance, it's hard in the thick of it to know what's going on, but just even contextualizing to go, yeah, acknowledging and feeling abandoned. That it's that feeling of lost at sea, or that feeling of not support, a feeling of hurt, you know, all of these things. If you go, you know what, this is most likely feeling abandoned. And then being able to go, at what point in time did I feel this way before? If you're an adult, chances are you have stuff. So are there times that this happened before? And what is it that I'm needing to know or learn about not abandoning myself, right? So it's this piece around ultimately bringing it back to, who am I? What do I want? What is good for me? What do I need right now? And when you can restore this piece that probably got lost way back when, this part of what it was that you were needing, whether it's a hug or you were needing something different, right? You needed friends. You were like, I need to reach out to a friend right now. I needed validation. I need all of these things. So it's like when you start actually asking yourself, what is it that I need in this moment of feeling deeply abandoned that I didn't get way back when? What is it that I need now to feel connection again, to feel like, okay, this is just not to give your power over to this person or this circumstance, to go, what is it that I need now to feel loved? You know, that's ultimately what abandonment feels, is being unloved. And when you can actually really sit with it and allow it to come up and allow it to sort of process, to go, well, you know what, this probably, there's a reason why this happened. Reason, season, or lifetime for the people we meet. Reason, season, lifetime for our work. And when we actually go, well, what is it that I actually need to feel loved? And how can I give that to myself? And you may even realize there are different types of people you need in your life. You know, I have various things around, like I have a really hard time with people who aren't able to be emotionally responsible or mature. You know, as far as like boundaries and all of these sorts of things, I have a hard time with that. So there's a piece around this with that goes back to childhood stuff and everything, right? So, or just even emotional availability, right? In certain ways that it's mutualism. So when you actually realize that these are things that you need, then you can actually advocate for yourself and you can actually bring these things in. But I'm not saying it's an easy process. Like, actually healing that abandonment wound isn't always easy. And that's when you reach out for support, whether it's therapists, doing artistic work, expressive art, journaling, meditation, you know, really exploring this pattern. You know, that's the stuff, the work that I do is helping you sort of transform this pattern. You know, like there might be a relationship pattern here you're needing to learn about that will give you some insight as to what's really going on here, and that it may feel like abandonment, but it actually is something different. To be able to come back to yourself and to really get the wisdom from what's going on, and to really look at it from a more place of balance and perspective in many ways. So that piece, it's important that in your process you're feeling safe or seen or validated, or you're feeling that somebody will see the best in you while you're going through your pain. That's important. And the importance of actually owning it, feeling it, going through it. Otherwise, you almost have the risk of attracting it from other places and people until you learn the lesson. And that was my hard part. I kept trying to find mother figures and get their approval and try to live up to their image of me, and it would always fail. Right? It would just constantly fail because they weren't actually seeing me as a person. They were seeing me as a mini version of themselves, or they were seeing me as something to use, or they weren't actually asking me about me and my life. And I saw that as normal, right? And I had to actually go, wait a minute, I'm actually not with the right kind of women in my life. So continuing that, just exploring this, and this is where your places of self-empowerment, self-advocacy, all of these things start coming into your world. But you do need to first acknowledge it, go through the pain, experience the feelings, understand the pattern, get clarity and wisdom from it, so you can actually learn, what does it really mean to love yourself and not abandon yourself? What does that really, 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 really mean? And then you will come to wholeness, and you will start navigating the world in a way that really works for you, and that you're not as debilitated or feeling nervous about meeting other people or all of this. All right. If you need support, blossomingheart.ca. I have a cup of courage program, or a cup of courage session, or a She Blooms program. And or if you just want a free discovery call, I do offer that to see if I can support you. The Get Your Mojo Back discovery call, www.blossomingheart.ca, or a smaller version of it is www.b, as in the letter B, heart.ca. All right, big hugs, big love. Thank you for listening. Stay courageous. You're a good person and wanting to do good things in this world. Talk to you soon.